hello, everybody. Welcome back to another all-new episode of The Salty Sisters. I'm Brianna.
I'm Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
It feels like we haven't recorded in weeks.
Well, we haven't.
Well, I mean, it's been like a week, but yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like we've been gone for a long time. And I've abandoned our Instagram for a couple weeks. It just feels like we've kind of fell off the face of the earth.
It's true.
So I'm glad we're back.
Thank goodness. So much to cover in these 2 weeks that we haven't recorded.
Did you have any highlights personally from the last couple weeks that you would like to share?
I don't really think so.
Cool.
What about you?
Great content, guys.
Well, Mark and I were back in Minnesota for the week, and we had such a great time. It was a very busy whirlwind of the week, but we thankfully stayed at a hotel in downtown Minneapolis Monday night and had just a great time. And then we were with AD and Dan and Claire for a couple days, and then we stayed with our friend Tyler and Kyle for the rest of the time. So, you know, it was just kind of like going to some of our favorite restaurants and eating Raisin Cane's an embarrassing amount of times. Yeah, we had our holiday lights cruise on that Saturday where we collected a bunch of toys and dropped them off at the children's hospital and decorated our cars, and it was really fun. But man, were we happy to get home on Sunday.
Right. You got to see your godson.
Oh, yep, sure did.
Better say that for when Mitch listens to this podcast.
Yes, we did get to see some family while we were back as well. It ended up kind of being our makeshift Christmas stop since we're not going to go back for Christmas. So it was real nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Happy to be home. I kept kind of thinking in my head, as the week was going on, I'm we should really just suck it up and record Sunday night or something. But then, our flight ended up being delayed so long, and I couldn't imagine coming home and then having to record a podcast.
That would have been tough.
It would have been real tough, and I would have been extra salty.
Plus, there were some really good football games that we were watching, so.
True. True. Yeah. Yeah, so thanks for your patience while we were off this week. Hopefully some of you got to catch up on some more episodes, and here we are.
Nice. What have you been clicking on?
Well, I think the biggest thing on everybody's brain right now is still, and I feel like will remain, Travis and Taylor.
Got it.
T-Swift celebrated her birthday yesterday. I was hoping there were going to be way more pictures than there were, but I'm sure as the days come, there will be some. I saw the pictures yesterday, the day before, of her and him at the Chiefs holiday party after the game or something. It was so cute.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else we can say about it, but good Lord, it's adorable.
Right. Yeah. It seems like she kind of had a small intimate party in New York and was just kind of close friend, not a ton of stars or anything. So, there was stars, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing to me. You can tell of her fans that don't. Maybe these aren't her fans then, but the people that don't follow football at all and really have no idea who Travis Kelce is, there was a picture of her leaving the day before her birthday. And it was one of the pictures, she was arm in arm with Selena Gomez. And then in one of the other pictures, she was holding hands with Miles Teller. They were leaving, I think, and they were all whatever. And they were Travis Kelce looks weird. I was just reading some of the Instagram comments to make myself feel better. It was just really funny. You guys know it's not Travis Kelce, right? It doesn't look anything like Miles Teller.
Weird. I mean, how could you really not know who he is at this point? But
yeah,
whatever.
Maybe they're just weird trolls.
Yeah, I'm not clicking on as much with those two right now, just because I don't really know what else to be clicking on. I mean, it just seems like a lot of regurgitated things
for sure.
At this point.
Yeah.
But I definitely still read about it on Lainey Gossip. Every Monday morning she has she calls them the rom-com because it's just a classic rom-com, so it's pretty entertaining.
Another exciting thing that happened yesterday was her Eras Tour was on streaming, so we now have it on Plex. Are you gonna watch it?
But I don't really know that I'm gonna sit down and watch 3 hours of it. I don't know, it's a lot.
Yeah, you don't like long things anyways. Kristen's got about a 90 minute attention span unless it's a really good movie.
Absolutely correct.
I'm going to watch it. I know Mark is excited to watch it because I busted him when he was putting it on Plex last night. I busted him watching it. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just making sure the quality's good. So
Mark, he's
excited.
The ultimate Swiftie, this guy.
He's really excited.
Yeah, she was at the Kansas City game last week.
Woof, let's talk about it.
Well, it was just a really fun fun last play, man. That lateral that Kelce threw to Kadarius Toney. But it turns out Kadarius Toney was lined up offsides, called back. They lost.
Sidegate. I wonder what we're calling this. Are we calling it anything yet?
No.
Thank God. Talk about something else that there's nothing new to click on, but I just keep seeing headlines about it. Lip readers try to discover or try to figure out Patrick Mahomes said to whoever or like whatever he said on the sidelines. And then
Josh Allen?
What he said to Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes apologizes to Josh Allen for his outburst. Patrick Mahomes embarrassed by it. Like, oh my God, we get it.
It's fine. They're friends.
Yeah. And like, heat of the moment, you know? Yeah. I would have been fucking pissed too if I had like...
And everybody knows what he said because he was mic'd, so
yeah. Fine. You make one of the coolest plays this season in football and it just doesn't count. People are going to be pissed.
Yeah. You know? You know who wasn't pissed? All the Bills fans.
That's true. Bills Mafia went to bed real happy.
And I did. I definitely did want the Bills to win because I do want the Bills in the playoffs. So, I mean, I do. I like Kansas City too, but I'm just saying, like, the Bills belong.
I think I've said this before, but like, this is... I'm very upset at Taylor Swift because... I used to not like the Chiefs because they were one of, like, the Patriots, like, big rivals. Like, a lot of playoff games stick out in my head where they beat them by not, like, a very small amount of points or whatever. Stop. It doesn't matter. But, like, now I'm secretly, like, rooting for them, and it's just kind of, like, a mind fuck with me right now. Like, I shouldn't be cheering for this team, but I want Travis to do well.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. So, here we are. I even care about fucking the... other brother on the Eagles team, like,
he's very likable.
I hope he does well. And right. I fucking hate the Eagles so much.
I do not like the Eagles either.
So yeah, here we are.
Yeah. Speaking of football, I do think I read something that the Patriots will be moving on from Belichick. I didn't click on it, so it's kind of an unclickable, but I saw the headline. And then I want to say this thing I saw on Instagram, because I follow like ESPN NFL, and it was their quarterback, Bailey Zappi, won the game last Thursday or whatever. And he was walking into the locker room and he greeted Bill O'Brien, who I think is their offensive coordinator, who used to be the coach for the Houston Texans. And they were like super excited and like high-fiving each other. And then he looked over at Bill Belichick and he's like very stone-faced. He's like, sir? Belichick's like, must have said like good job. He's like, yeah, congratulations, sir. Like, it was just like... very interesting. I chuckled for sure.
I would be really terrified of Bill Belichick.
100%, especially if you're Bailey fucking Zappi. Like,
fuck is Bailey fucking exactly. Zappi? Exactly, Zappi.
Right. Anyways, carry on with your...
I think I saw this headline earlier in the week and it just didn't quite click. And then yesterday when I was like just scrolling through stuff, it was like, Kevin Costner thinks who the fuck ever for setting him up with Jewel?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God.
Right.
Also, if it didn't say Jewel under her photo, I would have never known that was her, because when is the last time you've heard anything about Jewel?
Right.
That might be my WTF click on of the week. Like, what the fuck?
You will save yourself. Yeah, I saw that too. Also, he was rumored to be dating like Reese Witherspoon like a month ago. Like,
oh yeah.
But that was, yeah. Sounds like this one might be legit.
Weird. Weird. This isn't, well, I guess this technically counts as a click on, but the new Vanderpump trailer drops.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have watched it several times now. And
can we table this till the end?
Sure.
Okay.
Cool. And like, this is kind of clicking, not clicking on, but there was a Zac Efron article today and it was just about his face, like what happened to his face. Mm-hmm. Even though he has talked about this like in the past like several years, but they showed a side by side of like younger Zac Efron and Zac Efron like at his Walk of Fame ceremony or whatever. Holy shit, does he just look so different.
Yeah.
But, like, do you know what happened?
No.
So, you know, he, like, had all of these rumors about how he had plastic surgery, which, number one, I don't feel like he would ever do that because I don't think he looks better with his face like it is now. But he said he was running around his house in socks, slipped, hit his face on, like, a piece of, like, marble or granite or something hard enough where it knocked him out. He came to and he said, like, his chin bone was, like, hanging off of his face.
Ew.
He said, like, he almost died.
What? Why wasn't this ever, like, in the press? Did you Google it?
It was. Like, oh. I think it was, like, 2021 that he, like, came out and said this because there was so much speculation, or maybe 2022. I don't know. It was at least over a year ago for sure. But this seems like a way I would die somehow, like, just being, like, super klutzy and, like, and she died running around her house wearing socks.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
He does look different.
And I can't. The pictures of that movie, the wrestler movie, even, like, Jeremy Allen White, who I just think is so freaking cute. It's really hard to look at him in these promo photos of the movie because they all look so weird.
I'll have to look at it.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen it.
Zac Efron's wig. And I know they're supposed to be, I don't give a shit about wrestling, but they're supposed to be something with whatever.
Hmm.
That's like kind of all that I was clicking on. It seems like it's been a really slow like clicking like week and a half.
For sure.
I feel like I've been trying to look at stuff, but you're right. It is kind of all the same.
I got a couple things here. The Willy Wonka press tour is in full effect. And my favorite thing about this tour is Hugh Grant, because Hugh Grant is like angry and bitter and like puts on like a grumpy.
Just say he's a little salty.
Sure. And he's just so funny. I love watching him because he just doesn't give a fuck. And he was on Jimmy Fallon and he was just talking about like how he hates Christmas and like Santa Claus is a pervert, like this pervy old man slides down the chimney, and like it was just really funny. So I've really appreciated this.
Oh yeah, because he's an Oompa Loompa, mm-hmm. right? Do you think he mostly embodies his character in About a Boy?
Maybe. Oh yeah, the Christmas song. Right. That's a great movie.
It is a really great movie. If none of you have seen that or haven't seen it in many years, it's a great rewatch too. I think Mark and I watched it a few years ago because he had never seen it.
Rainy days on Mondays always get me. It's a young Nicholas Holt. It's real good.
Talk about somebody who had a glow up, am I right?
Definitely. I let you know this already, but I just, it's like validation for you. I was listening to the Spidey's 16th Minute podcast last week, and Spencer, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, who knows, and Spencer was talking about the article where Jennifer Lawrence interviewed Kylie Jenner and was talking about how she's never had any work done, and it's just the fact that she has a really good makeup artist. And all this stuff. And Spencer was with like a really good makeup artist and she just scoffed. She's like, that's not true. Like, I mean, she just totally called the bluff. It was really funny.
I did go back and listen to this pod. And it was just from a week ago because I think their new one dropped Tuesday or Wednesday or something. But it took me a while to find it. I didn't realize this was going to be on like their question and answer episode. But yeah, man, like he really fucking called her out. And I love this so much because Heidi, who, you know, the queen of plastic surgery and who's so open about it, just like went all in on it. And the eyelid surgery and how that's becoming like all the rage now. Yeah, I called it. And like, here's the thing, just be fucking honest about it.
Yeah.
Again, I think I'm sure I said this exact same thing last episode, but quit fucking lying and making us all feel like shit because we can't do makeup that makes our face look different.
It's so interesting. I've been like rewatching Vanderpump Rules and I'm on season 9, which is a horrible season, but it's where Raquel had her nose surgery and then it got fucked up. So she was going back to get more surgery. And James, well, like he's a real dick about it because he's like, I'm the one that has to look at your face. But in his one-on-one or whatever, he was saying almost like he prefers the natural beauties. He's like, I live in LA. I see the plastic surgery here and it's, you can get so fucked up. You don't even look like yourself. And like, he's absolutely right.
I also just started season 9, but I just finished season 8 where I feel like they did a lot of like flashbacks of Raquel because it's like, you know, James is getting sober and everything. And talk about somebody who looks so fucking different. Like I just watched the reunion of season 8 and you can tell like she did the thing where like you recede her hairline because she like had no forehead or like her hairline used to be so low. But yeah, look at Allie. Like she's so naturally like pretty and I'm really hoping that she doesn't let Vanderpump get to her and become plastic and not recognizable. So for sure.
Right. Selena Gomez is dating Benny Blanco. They've been dating for about 6 months. Do you know who Benny Blanco is?
I absolutely do not fucking know who that is. Should I know who that is?
Well, apparently he's a music producer. I think he's also at one point was correlated he was like producing Justin Bieber at some point. I'm not sure about that. I thought I read that. I only know him because he does like sometimes he collaborates with Half Baked Harvest on her like reels, and that's how I know him. And he is just an interesting situation.
He kind of reminds me of Andre the Giant from Princess Bride, but like a smaller version of him, you know, just like the hair and the facial features. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not, but like that's just who I thought of when I saw the photograph of him. I'm gonna be completely honest with you, Selena Gomez is a celebrity that like I just do not give a shit about. And I watched her documentary, like I watched the whatever and like totally get all of her struggles. And like, I feel like I was really tried to be on board with her, but like, I just don't care. And I think she's a terrible actress.
Got it. I like her. I always click Selena Gomez stuff.
This is why I can't watch Murder in the Building because I just don't, I don't know. There's just something about her that just bugs me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. This is, you know, your opinions are your opinions. Drew Barrymore show. Her stroking Oprah's arm. Did you watch these clips?
I watched a clip of it today.
So awkward. I feel so, oh my God.
So here's the funny thing is that the Drew Barrymore show has been in my notes for like several weeks, but we just always get kind of sidetracked and I forget to ask because there have been a few interviews of her that I've watched. The one like with Tallulah and I was like, oh man, these look so personal and like she gives a shit about her guests. But then, man, we took a real hard turn somewhere with Oprah where she's this close to her face. And it's not just that she's holding her hand, which she was for a long period of time, stroking her arm. And I swear to God, it looked like multiple times Oprah tried to like kind of do something with her hands to get it out. But then it just didn't.
Yeah. And she's done this with other guests too, for sure. I like Drew Barrymore, and it took me a while to like get on board with her show. I don't watch it or anything, but I watch clips and I like her. She's super authentic and I really like her, but so awkward.
Yeah. Because why I kept adding this in my notes is like, is it on E or something? But it's on like other channels all the time, like old episodes. And I'm like, God, should I start watching this? Because I have watched a lot of clips of interviews that she's done and I really do like them. Like, it's not just like a Jimmy Fallon where it's just these pre-populated questions and it's just a quick thing. But yeah, that was interesting. And also on that note, Oprah, I don't need the headlines that Oprah is using a weight loss drug. Oprah can use a weight loss drug. Like, she struggled with this her entire life. So it's fine if she's on a weight loss drug. But yeah, I feel like that was half of my newsfeed today, was just...
Yeah, for sure. Not clicking on, really, like, the Golden Globe nominations. Don't really care.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom Cruise has a girlfriend, and I did not click on that.
Wow, that didn't even come across anything I was looking
right.
at.
Right. It was on Lainey Gossip. I didn't click on it.
Did it say how old she was?
She looked younger.
Cool. I wonder if she's already a Scientologist or if she's going to get recruited to be a Scientologist. I was thinking about Tom Cruise a lot because I don't know what I was thinking about, but when Katie Holmes had the baby and like they had that People cover, like, yes, this is our daughter, Siri. And I don't know if it's Matt Lauer or whoever, but did that interview. And, like, Katie Holmes, like, creepily comes out. And just, like, she doesn't ever talk about Tom Cruise and, like, Scientology. Is it because she'll get, like, murdered?
I'm sure, like, I have to think in their divorce, like, there were some pretty major, like, yeah.
NDAs signed. Sure. Talk about a celebrity book I would read in an instant.
100%. Because if you remember, like, he was, like, off shooting somewhere and she got everything together because I think her dad's a lawyer or something. I'm not 100% positive. Like, they did this all in one fell swoop, and it was, right. like, kind of out of nowhere. And I should, like, research that for next week's pod.
That was, I mean, was that 2005 or something? Like, 2006, 2007. But, man, that was so long ago that I've just forgotten about so much of that stuff. But I don't know. There was something about Scientology the other day, and I'm like, man.
Right.
She dated Jamie Foxx for so long. She's real interesting.
Yeah, oh, really for sure. Style. She's, like, out there and, like, is seen when she wants to be, and then...
Yeah. She just seems like one of those celebrities that just, like, lives in New York, which she does, and just, like, goes about her life, and she's just, like, a normal person.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
True.
I don't wanna wait.
What are you not clicking on?
I didn't have a lot of not clicking because, again, everything has been the same, but I swear to God, if I have to scroll past one more headline or article about the fucking 1,000-pound sisters, I'm... gonna bang my head against a wall. Or if I have to, like, the Chrisley people have been, like, in the headlines again, and I don't even know why, because I scroll by so fast, because the vision of that guy's face makes me want to punch the screen. So I'm not clicking on any of that, and I would appreciate it if everybody else would stop clicking on it so we don't ever have to see any of it ever again.
Right.
Personal opinion, but, like, good Lord.
Well, Mark sent us an interesting thing today about Northwest has a lyric in a Kanye song.
Not even just that she has the lyric. She's released what? This is all in the headlines too. And this is, I feel like, how my newsfeed has been. Just like five of the same things. But it's like her new rap name. Here, her first rapping debut. You know who's going to be just an asshole when she gets younger? Because she already is that kid.
When she gets older.
Can I say that about like a 10-year-old?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
I think so.
Oh, when she gets older. Sorry. If she's not Benjamin Button. I mean, clearly she's going to get older. Yeah, Mark, thank you for that insight into some non-clickables.
Let's move on to what we're watching.
All right. I'm going to get this out of the way because you don't watch it. But I couldn't watch the Dancing with the Stars finale until, like, Monday. So I already had known who won. You know, Sochi Gomez. Ariana got third place, which is, like, kind of bonkers. But Lisa Vanderpump was there. And
I saw that.
That was a little cringy to me because it just seemed so...
Well, she was on Dancing.
Are you fucking serious? Mm-hmm. That must have been so long ago.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. But I would say within the last 5 years, maybe. She That's did false. Not...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to Google that. And also, maybe we'll have to start getting, like, past seasons on Plex. Not for anybody else but me.
Yeah. She did not do well. And she, like, basically, I don't think she quit, but, like, she didn't want to do it because she's just... Injured. She's really busy.
Oh, yeah, I did not know that. Interesting. Ugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really fun show to watch. I really just think the odds were against Ariana. I feel like she did really well, but I was talking to Mark about this, that she just kind of got shafted on some of the music choices, and that really impacts the dance, in my opinion.
Right.
But yeah, Jason Mraz came out. You know, he sang one of his new songs. Do you think you'll download
a Jason Mraz song?
Nope. Yeah, it was fun. I can't wait for next season. It was Dancing with the Stars was just like a fun break.
It really is. Like, I totally understand.
I don't feel good about saying that I watch it because it just seems like one of those shows where like younger people would be like, oh my God, of course you watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yeah, it's definitely like our age range.
Yeah, so there's that.
Right.
We did not watch last night's episode of Survivor, but we have at least one episode of Survivor to talk about, and that's Where Emily Goes Home.
Yeah.
So we can just spoil it for everybody.
So a week ago yesterday.
Yes.
So, yeah, Emily went home. The fan favorite. I know it was our favorite. It was Mom's favorite. Yeah, I have thoughts. I mean, I really think she made some mistakes. She already knew she was on the chopping block. And then she goes to the island. Like, if she didn't want to go to the island, she shouldn't have gone. And then she should have stayed back and strategized. But she went to the island, didn't even attempt the thing, which I heard was really hard.
Oh my God.
Because I listened to the Tyson podcast. And there's like Reddit threads dedicated to this specific like task.
Can you remind me what it was again?
I cannot.
But like, was it like a letter thing or something?
No, it was some sort of like.
Oh no, it was
twist
like
something the, off of something.
Yeah, yeah,
or
the ball thing. Like,
yeah,
different balls or something. I looked at that and I was like, oh my God! Like, and I'm not even starving or like lack of sleep or anything, and my brain like exploded when I saw that.
Yeah.
But of all the people, I guess that I would attempt it, it would have been her.
Right.
I don't have a lot of positive things to say about this season, as you guys may recall, but I just thought Emily had a real chance here, and this is how I thought the ending was going to go. She had a real chance to, strategize with, like, I'm going to call them the misfits, to get, Austin? Was it Austin that she was trying to get out?
Or
the,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She was going to, wanted to flush out the idol from Julie, and then she was like, well, what if we get out Austin? Because Austin's not the dorky one.
Right.
Austin's the long, dorky
one. I don't
one.
Recall that she said that. Okay.
Or somebody went up to her to say that. I don't know. There was some sort of plan in the works.
Oh, yeah. I think Julie was in desperation mode.
Okay. Because somebody had brought it up and, like, brought Emily in. And it seemed like there was just a real chance to get out one of the big threats.
Yeah.
Of that, like, little, like, quad squad. But it didn't happen. And Emily didn't follow up with it or try to go through with it for some unknown reason. And I just, like, you knew Julie was going to play her idol. So, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird to me. And the fact that Drew, the skinny guy, was, like, he was trying to, like, make this all happen with Julie. And then he told Austin. And then Austin went and told whatever her name is.
Yeah, like, of course he did.
It was just all very frustrating. And I don't think this Reba 4 have really done, like, anything.
Exactly.
And, like, they haven't made big moves. The only one who has is this Drew kid, who's tried, at least. None of the other ones have even tried. And, like, Julie has done well in challenges. But, like, yeah.
Yeah. This is why it's so bonkers to me. Because usually when there's, like, a power alliance, they're not just power in numbers. They're power and, like, they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
But all I see from this Julie out of it is that those two guys are just, for some reason, just, like, infatuated with whatever the fuck her name is. And they're just, oh, yeah, we're just going to go till the end. And if it's those two or if it's any combination of those three or four people at the finale, what a fucking snooze fest.
Oh, yeah, I won't watch it.
Like, can you imagine their answers to any of the questions from the jury? Mm. Oh, well, we slept in that day. I don't know. It just, gosh, this is just such a disappointing season. I was really excited about when it started, and just the lack of gameplay is just so interesting. And I know you've been catching up on the Tyson pod more than I have. Has he, like, said anything about it, like, negatively at all?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm all of a sudden, like, kind of rooting for Jake. And I know that's
Jake, crazy,
but, like,
no, you should be.
He's, like, really made, like, he's just, like, been level all the time. He's eked through so many times and he's made it. And, like, he's starting to strategize and, like, go Jake.
This is exactly what happened with Gabler last season. Like,
yeah.
Everybody tried to get him out and just never could because they always went with somebody else. And then he just ended up, like, winning the game. And, yeah, I mean, this game is his to win if he can stand it.
Katora, too, but I just don't – I would like her to make it to the end.
Because she isn't – I guess, has Jake won anything?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It'll be an interesting – I'm assuming the finale is next Wednesday, so the day after this pod comes out. So
right.
We'll have some thoughts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We watched All the Lights We Cannot See on Netflix, And we finished it.
Is that the movie you were watching last night?
No, it's like a 4-episode, like, limited series.
Oh.
Like a World War II, Germany invades France, whatever.
Can you tell me who's in that again?
I don't know. Mark Ruffalo's in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's not very good.
Oh, man.
It's like, it just seems to me as if it was really cheaply done. I fell asleep in almost every episode, and I didn't really love it. It's supposed to be a phenomenal book, but I don't even know if I want to, like, continue. Because I started the book, but I'm, like, also reading a different book. Now I don't even know if I want to, like, continue on with the book.
So. Man, that's, and I, the title is so awful.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I love Mark Ruffalo.
Me too.
And I definitely won't even try to watch it now.
Yeah. Are you watching any Christmas movies?
I don't think we've watched a single Christmas movie yet.
Phil and I made a list the other day, and we have, like, 7 things on it. And so we picked a number 1 to 7 last night. So we watched It's a Wonderful Life last night. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh.
No. There's something like our family did not watch Christmas movies like that. Like
yeah.
The one with the kid, Christmas Story,
yeah.
Wonderful Life, and there's like a couple other ones too. But yeah, I had never watched
it. Yeah, so we watched that. It was real good. But it is 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Was it good?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh.
I mean,
still?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, but it's like a 19, like.
Yeah, it's old.
50s or something. I mean, it's old, so you can tell the quality. The storyline's a bit like iffy. So
I just don't know that that's one of those
you
movies.
You wouldn't watch it.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for your honesty.
Yes. I liked it, but yeah. So we drew tonight, and it's Family Stone, if we have time to watch it.
Family Stone's a great one, but you forget how long that movie is.
Mm-hmm.
It's long.
Right.
But it's a great one. What else, like, what were the other movies that you have to draw from?
Oh, well, we kind of just threw out some of our faves and, like, looked at some, like, lists of best Christmas movies. So we have Family Stone, It's a Wonderful Life. Meet Me in St. Louis was the number 1 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, I only know about that movie because Sex and the City.
Miracle on 34th Street, Prancer.
Old or new?
I don't know yet.
Cool.
Prancer, Trading Places, which is like Eddie Murphy. It's like one of Phil's favorites. I Have Little Women on here, and The Happiest of Season, one with Kristen Stewart.
Right. Can we watch that last year?
It's good.
This movie sounds familiar, and I know it's on Plex. Wow, those are some, was not expecting a lot of those that are on that list.
I wonder which ones you would expect.
Well, I should say, like, they're not ones I would make on. Like, I've never seen Prancer, Trading Place. Like, yeah, there's just some. I didn't even know what Trading Places was or that it was a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure I'll watch one in the next, like, week or so. I've, like.
You have time.
Well, and it's hard. There's no snow. It's 50 fucking degrees today. There's no snow, which really bums me out because it's just not going to be a white Christmas. And it's correct. Hard for me to get in the Christmas headspace when there's no snow. Excellent. Ooh, the spooky Christmas movie?
Yes. He had a Krampus that. To the Plex.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be watching Krampus.
That sounds really fun.
Is that the newest one? Like the one that just came out like a couple months ago? There's another.
Wasn't that a Thanksgiving horror movie?
I don't know, but we should watch it for sure. It looks really spooky. God, I feel like such a Scrooge right now. Just no Christmas stuff.
You want to talk Vanderpump Rules?
Hold on 1 second. I have a couple watchings that we're not watching together. Mark and I got really far on The Americans, but just like during COVID and stuff, we fell off of it, and which is embarrassing for me to say as a diehard Felicity fan. Great show, but we just like kind of, I don't know what happened. So instead of watching TV or movies, excuse me, at the gym now, I restarted The American, which, I mean, I'm like 3 episodes into season 1. I think we got to like season 3 or 4 or something, but it's just such a fucking great show. I'm excited to keep watching that and to finish it. Another show we fell off of at some point was Jack Ryan. We like got through 6 episodes on Tuesday because season 2 just all of a sudden just like jumped right in, and it was so good, and we're gonna start season 3 tonight.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love like getting back into these shows that we still have like 3 seasons to like catch up on and have more content of it to watch. So, you know, John Krasinski, just gotta love him.
It's true.
All right, before we get into like the actual Vanderpump trailer, when we were at 80s, super casually, she's just like, oh yeah, I just went to California like however many years ago and went to Sur, but they weren't filming, and just like ordered a pear martini and Peter made it for me. And I was like, what?
She's amazing.
Like, oh yeah. She's like, didn't I ever tell you that before or something? I'm like, no. I'm like, how is this the first I'm hearing about this? I like got on my phone. I'm like, I'm adding it into my notes for the pod. I'm like, oh my gosh. And yeah, she said the restaurant was beautiful. They didn't eat, but they had the drinks and saw Peter.
Cool.
I know. I'm so jealous. And I can't believe that I didn't know this before.
We've eaten at Vanderpump Rules, the one, the garden.
Well, yeah, but like they don't film there.
That is true, but it was still really fun.
And really good.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Season 11 trailer dropped.
Season begins on January 30th, I think.
Which is so crazy.
Obviously we're excited. This is our favorite show, but the trailer was lacking.
The trailer, like now that you and I, well, you're done with season 9 pretty much, and I'm like just diving into it. It kind of reminds me of that, where they're just trying so hard with certain storylines, like with this apparent like thruple or love triangle between Katie Schwartz and whoever the fuck that girl is. Like, are you serious? That just doesn't seem like a genuine storyline, just given, you know, the 10 years that we've watched Katie and Schwartz.
Yeah.
And then what other storyline was super weird?
Sheena and Schwartz kissing.
Oh, fuck off.
This is my biggest problem. If I have to watch another season where Schwartz is like the central storyline, I just don't want to.
No.
Like, he's so uninteresting. Like, give me more Sandoval, honestly. Like, and the drama there. I don't want to see him and Katie again in like all their drama. It's so fucking annoying.
I was in a meeting today and a couple of the girls like expressed their liking to Schwartz. Like, oh, I just love Schwartz. I'm like, are you guys serious? Right. Like, I think I really like Schwartz too. Until I like started to go back, and this is, you know, normal people I think don't rewatch Vanderpump a bunch of times, but now that I've seen this show so many times,
oh, he's terrible.
How can you like Schwartz? He is awful.
Yeah,
I mean, good lord,
terrible boyfriend, terrible husband. He cheats on her so much.
And he's so fucking mean to her.
He is mean to her, and I mean, they have just a toxic relationship in general. But
yeah, I mean, God, even in season 8 when he says like, "You disgust me," like, holy fuck. Like, Mark and I joke around about punching each other in the face a lot, but if he ever said something like that to me, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I am interested in this Joe character just because I'm hoping that she's as crazy on camera as everybody has said she is. I was disappointed. I didn't listen to all of Lala's podcast this week, but I listened to the majority of it. And she did not say anything about the trailer.
Just that she watched it and it was like explosive or whatever.
Because it does seem from the trailer that it looks like Lala and Ariana are going to have some words for sure.
Definitely. Which I'm like here for. Like, I'm here for anything to do with the ladies. Give me more James. Like, even more Santa. It's sure. Just not. Oh, God,
talk about people who just weren't really in that trailer were James and Allie.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Interesting.
And now I saw on Instagram they're just starting to show like clips from the actual show.
I don't want them to do that.
I don't watch them at all. Why am I going to watch 6 minutes of like the first episode when I just want to watch the first episode when it all comes out?
And it's like, this is what they did when they picked up cameras again and like started showing so many clips of those episodes before they came out. I would appreciate like not having, I mean, it's my willpower, right? I did watch whatever one with Ariana that Sir Rules or whatever account posted that. But yeah, I don't need to.
Right.
I don't need to have that. I can wait the month.
For sure.
I'm trying to think. I'm very curious to see what Jax and Lisa will talk about when he comes back.
Yeah.
And I did not expect to see that in this trailer at all. And yeah, I'm like putting myself in the shoes of all the other girls. Like, so Ariana didn't even win Dancing with the Stars, but she's doing Broadway for X number of weeks on, I don't know the show's name, but she's
Chicago.
Roxy Hart or something.
Yeah.
Just like, being everybody else and like watching her just get all of these opportunities because of Scandoval, at some point everybody's gonna kind of start to turn bitter,
which I think
is what we're gonna see.
Like,
this season.
And why was it that she just went fucking nuts off Scandoval?
Because she's like Vanderpump's sweetheart. Like,
yeah,
you know, like even when season 3 when she comes in or season 2 or whatever, and. I mean, I guess nobody really liked Kristen probably anyways because she was nuts. But, like, you loved Ariana no matter what.
Yeah. And the fact that it was Raquel and we were, like, watching the season unfold.
Yeah.
But still, it is crazy.
Yeah. It just seems like everybody hopped on her side and, like, just hasn't, like, left it.
Yeah.
So.
But if you're Lala and you were done so dirty by, like, the Randall situation, like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was wondering, like, why isn't there a sandwich shop open yet?
Yeah. Good question.
Because the shot at the pool where they like have the little floaty where it says something about her, and I know they've had like issues with permits and stuff, but I feel like around the reunion time they were hoping it was going to be open in June this past summer. Like,
I've seen headlines about it and it's something I'm not clicking on.
Just let me know when it opens, you know.
Right.
So it'll be an interesting season for sure, and obviously we're going to watch it. I feel like if we can get through season 9 we can get through anything.
Definitely.
So cool. Fucking Brock. I hope him and Sheena get a divorce.
Oh my God.
I know. I don't know why. I don't even mean that in like a mean way. I just do not like him at all.
Yeah. On her little bio thing, it was like Sheena navigates like basically the honeymoon period's over. So they're navigating their marriage and not woes, but just.
Well, and during. Do you watch the reunions when you rewatch seasons?
Sometimes.
Okay. I do. And they were, so this was the reunion that everybody was on Zoom and stuff, obviously. And I forget, I think it was James was saying, like, oh yeah, we had dinner at Sheena and fucking whatever his name is. And like, he's like, they fight about everything, like cereal or not cereal. And I just, God, he's just so gross. Not like looks wise, I just think he's a gross person.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, people.
Hey, Brock, if Sheena made out with Schwartz, like, are you really that offended by that? Like, gross. If anything, you should just be, like, kind of embarrassed.
Right.
But I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
Is there any other TV news or anything we need to cover?
I don't think so.
All right.
When will we be back again?
Yeah, so we'll record normally next week on Tuesday, but this episode, or that next episode, will obviously be out after Christmas. So this is our last episode with everybody until Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Have a great Christmas, everybody.
Have a great Christmas. Have a great holidays.
Be safe. Drink clear liquids.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. You know where to find us on Instagram, which will be more active. And we will be back in your ears the day after Christmas. And until then, bye.
Bye.